Shavuot Tov, my dear friends. The Chasam Sofer was a student of one of the great Torah sages of his time, Rav Nosson Adler, of blessed memory. The Chasam Sofer once accompanied his Rebbe on a trip. It was a hard, snowy, wintry day, sometime in the late 1770s or early 1780s. Their two-horse wagon was bogged down in the snow. Then one of the horses collapsed and died. The wagon driver walked to the nearest town to buy another horse. He came back leading a young, strong donkey. Now imagine this sight, as reported by the Chasam Sofer. Rav Nosson Adler saw the donkey. He got out of the wagon and broke into a joyous dance outside in the snow. When the Chasam Sofer inquired of his teacher and mentor, Rav Nosson Adler, why the extravagant celebration, Rav Nosson Adler said, "Never before have I fulfilled the mitzvah of Loisacharesh Bishor Uvachamor Yachdav. And now I have this mitzvah." Because they are two different species, the Torah dictates that a donkey not be hitched to work in tandem with a horse. The wagon driver went back to town and procured a horse. Rav Nosson Adler was moved to greatest joy because he had been granted the opportunity to fulfill a seldom observed mitzvah of Hashem. During the course of this ongoing pandemic, so much has happened that has changed how we live our lives. It has changed how we interact with one another, how we work, how we learn and play. As we approach the Yomim Noraim and the new year, 5781, may it be a year of great blessing for us and for all the Jewish people, we viscerally can sense that this year of all years, that this Rosh Hashanah of all Rosh Hashanah, something more, something special is expected of us. Perhaps the greatest positive adjustment available to us is related by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Parsha of Kisavo. And it is exactly the reason for Rav Nosson Adler's inspired reaction to an opportunity of mitzvah. In the course of Moshe's Tochacha, he says that our fault lies in our failure to serve the Almighty with joy and goodness of heart. Tachas asher lo avadata es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha uvetov levav. Of course we do the mitzvos, and we scrupulously avoid transgressing averos. But do we do it all with excitement and joy? Do we do it with ecstatic pleasure in serving the Master of the universe, overjoyed to promote His will? We are supposed to. We are supposed to live a life replete with the joy of constant fulfillment of Hashem's will. Of this pasuk, Rabbeinu Bachya writes, Ya'ashimenu hakasuv ba'avda Hashem yisparach v'lo hoysa ha'avoda b'simcha. L'fishechayiv ha'adam al ha'simcha b'hisasko b'mitzvos. We are held accountable if we don't serve Hashem and perform mitzvos joyfully. V'hasimcha b'maisa ha-mitzvah, mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, says Rabbeinu Bachya, that in fact, the performance of a mitzvah in joy is itself a mitzvah. Just as one is rewarded for performing a mitzvah, we're rewarded for the joy and gladness attendant as we fulfill that mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchas Lulav says, Hasimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah u'ba'ahavas hakel sheziva behen avod gedolahi. It's great service of God to do His mitzvahs b'simcha. V'chol hamoneh atzmo misimcha zo ra'u lehipara mimenu. And we would be punished if God forbid we didn't do a mitzvah b'simcha, as it says, she'ne'amar tachas asher lo avarta es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha uvetov leivav. This call for joy is the source of David HaMelech declaring, "Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, ba'u lefanav birnana. Now, if simcha, in performance of mitzvahs, is so important, why is this pasuk the only source for such gladness? Nowhere else in the Torah is joy in fulfillment of God's will commanded of us. The Chasam Sofer, in a commentary in Parshas Vayechi, explains that mitzvahs are not for our pleasure's sake. Lav lehanos nitnu. They are for the sake of heaven alone. Therefore, there cannot be an explicit command to bear the heavenly burden and the yoke of mitzvahs with joy, because if there were, that joy would be just another burden. If we were commanded to perform mitzvahs joyously, that joy would not be of our own creation. And it needs to be. We have to be the makers of our joy in mitzvah. It must be of our design. We have so many opportunities to achieve genuine joy in mitzvahs. Every time we extend some respect or courtesy to one another, it's a mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. The honest practice of our business or profession entails a multitude of mitzvahs being fulfilled. Take joy in it. Kibud av v'aim is of the greatest of mitzvahs. We can fulfill kibud av v'aim with joy and excitement. Preparing for Shabbos with cooking and baking and honoring the Shabbos with challah and the mitzvah of separating challah, like the mitzvah of tzedakah. Making kiddush Shabbos night with joy in the holiness and sanctity and time that Hashem has given us. The greatest gift, the Shabbos. These we shall do. We must do with simcha, with joy. Moving forward and throughout the year to come, if we just pause and consider and think about the distinction and meaning brought to our lives when we fulfill these mitzvahs and then do them with joy, we can erase all the tochacha, all the rebuke. We can serve the Almighty b'simcha uv'tov levav. You know, many of the foremost sages of the generation preceding ours were disciples of Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel of the Slabodka Yeshiva. Rav Finkel insisted upon his students maintaining a pleasant and joyful disposition at all times. A student of another yeshiva once passed through Slabodka on his way to Poland and met with Rav Nosson Tzvi. The young man was serious to a flaw, joyless to an extreme. Try as he might, Rav Nosson Tzvi could not elicit so much as a smile from the young man. Rav Nosson Tzvi's grandson was planning to travel westward as well, and the two students had tentatively planned to cross the border together. Rav Nosson Tzvi advised his grandson to travel with someone else other than this student. He feared that heaven might not be with them to protect them due to this young man's lack of joyfulness. My friends, we are embarking on a new year. For each of us, it is as yet a never-traveled road. If we will embrace, enjoy, fulfillment of all the mitzvahs we live by, we will not only pass through safely, but in merit of such joy, we will achieve wondrous success in matters of importance to us, to our loved ones, and to all of the Jewish nation. Let's live and serve Hashem besimcha in the year and in the years to come. Shavua Tov.